This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Here we are, episode 323. Just like that, we have a new chapter and a new reader, but we are still recording in our Oxnard, California studios. Charlotte finished chapter 16, and now we are with her twin sister, Sienna. Hey, Sienna, what is the chapter you'll be reading today?
Luke chapter 17.
And the verses?
Verses 1 through 4.
Brilliant. Let's get started.
Then he said to the disciples, "It is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and were thrown to the sea, and that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day returns to you, saying, 'I repent,' you shall forgive him."
Nice, Sienna. Thanks. In this short section that we read today, Jesus talks about two important things. Firstly, although sinning is bad and we should be watchful that we don't fall into sin, it's even worse to cause another person to sin. So to sin is bad, but to lead other people to sin is even worse. And the second thing is that just like God forgives us our sins when we repent, we should also forgive the sins of someone who sinned against us when they repent. We shouldn't hold a grudge against others, especially when they repent. So thanks, Sienna, for reading and starting us off with chapter 17. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.